马太福音二十四章的
According to Matthew 24,
那么这里应该指敌基督来说的
To speak of the Antichrist
现在这里就很为难了
Then it's very difficult
这个两个完全相反的你看见没
It's completely opposite
所以如果读弟兄姊妹的书的话弟兄们的书的话
If you read books, several books
明明他们都认识圣经
They understand the word
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗但是你不能做外交官的
But you cannot be a
你不能说两个都好
You cannot be a diplomat You cannot be both okay
在书里面要坚定才可以
You have to be firm in the word
那我在这只能说我是怎么领会的
I can only say this is my understanding.
那在我个人的感觉是呀。
In my own understanding.
当你解释主的话的时候。
When you interpret the word.
最重要解释主的话。
The most important thing.
特别是靠近那节圣经最近的那些话是最重要的解释。
The verses that are closest to that particular verse are the most important.
所以如果你要明白圣经的话。
If you understand, you want to learn the Bible.
方向要读会。
You need to read it in context.
如果上句话还不清楚的话。
If the context is not clear.
那么你到圣经里面去找。
So look in this book.
圣经界的一个作者把这些。启示给我们。
The same author will do the revelation for us.
在圣经里你看见吗
？So do you see?
圣灵启示一个作者。
The Holy Spirit gives revelation.
如果这里这个意思，那里一定是另外一个意思，这一个同样的意思。
So the meaning in one place should be the same in the same book.
如果还不清楚的话
，You're still not clear.
你就看全本新约怎么说。
Then look in the New Testament.
如果还不清楚的话
，Still not clear.
你就看见整本旧约是怎么说。
Look in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？Do you see that?
这是一个很重要明白圣经的路。
It is a very important piece in understanding.
所以弟兄姊妹，明白吗？如果我没有错的话
If I'm not mistaken,
不错有两个地方一个说是基督一个说是敌基督
Yes, and one is Christ, the other Antichrist
但是我们不要忘记
But let us not forget
一定有在十七章十九章那里讲到那骑白马的是基督
In chapter 19, the one on the white horse is Christ
所以要请弟兄们原谅我如果你和我看法不一样的话
Please forgive me if you differ in your opinion
我何等愿意和你们是一样的
I do wish to be the same with you
但是我里面的感觉
But my feeling
我诚实的感觉
My deep feeling
那么这里应该是指出基督的福音的圣所
It is speaking of the victory of the gospel
为什么只有弓呢
Why is it only a bow?
你箭已经射出去了
Because the arrow has already shot
而且又生的
And the victory conquering
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that?
这就是升天以后的工作
That is why that's the work of the Holy Spirit
因为天国的福音
Because of the gospel of the
Holy Spirit 我们都得救了
We've been saved
我们都重生了
We've been reborn
重生有一个意思
The rebirth means what?
我们是从上头生的
We've been born from above
弟兄姊妹
Brother,
现在你明白吗
You understand?
我们一个从上头生的
Because we were born from above
现在全地都被敌人霸占了
The whole land has been assaulted by the enemy
现在怎么办呢
What do we do?
你看见是等到我们蒙恩得救的时候
After we are saved
就像当初耶路撒冷一样
Just like the Jerusalem
最早是120个圣徒
At the very beginning it was 120 saints
他们都是从上面生的
They were being born from above
但是我们要问
But we have to ask
这个教会怎么开始
How did the church begin?
我们的主说
Our Lord said
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上
I will build my church upon this rock
是阴间的门不能胜过
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail
这什么意思
What does that mean?
我们的主建造他的教会在敌人的领土里面
Our Lord has built his church in enemy territory
看见吗这是很清楚的
Very clear
所以一个太远古
For this reason
什么地方反对我们是最厉害呢
Where is the opposition to our Lord?
马拉利说定他十字架定他十字架呢
Where does it say crucify and crucify?
当然是耶路撒冷嘛
Of course Jerusalem
你看见吗
So do you see
我就在耶路撒冷
So it was in Jerusalem
这些人本来有的在加利利的嘛
These people were in Galilee before
为什么要这样做呢
Why did they have to do that? Thank the Lord
当教会诞生的时候
When the church was born
你看见什么事情发生
What happened?
这120个人
These were 120 people
你看见吗他们从上头生的
They were born from above
所以他们好像120个伞兵一样
So they're like 120 paratroopers
这里有一个伞兵部队
You have a paratrooper
你看见他们降在沦陷区
They have landed in enemy territory
结果他们就得到一个滩头阵地
And they've reached a beachhead
那这一块就是属于他们的
And this land is theirs
就不再是敌人的
No longer the enemy
我们知道盟军啊这个登陆诺曼底以前就做这件事情
We know that that was what happened when the allies landed in Normandy
他们先把伞兵部队放出去的
They first sent out the paratroopers
你看见吗等到正规在那个正规军来以前他们已经这样做了
So before the actual Marines arrived that's what they did
对那在以后已经一个地方一个地方完全收复了
So they were able to gain each and every place
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗就在五旬节的时候
At the Pentecost,
教会诞生了。
The church was born.
彼得用钥匙把门的天门的天国打开了。
Peter used the key and opened the gates of heaven.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
Brother,
你看见120个伞兵。
120 paratroopers.
等等，你看见3120个伞兵。
And 3,120
paratroopers.
8,120个。And 8,120.
好几万人。
And then millions.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother,
你看见这就是耶路撒冷。
This is Jerusalem.
这就是敌人的地方。
This is the enemy territory.
钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Crucify him, crucify him.
哦，亲爱的弟兄，我们的主第一个要恢复的就是耶路撒冷。
The first one to recover is Jerusalem.
怎么恢复耶路撒冷呢？
How is he going to recover Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷教会产生的。
The birth of the church is born.
看见吗？借助教会。
And through the church.
借助这一帮人。
And by these people.
看见吗？就把这些地方就拿过来了。
You will see that he wins his land back.
Antioch is the
same. Antioch is the same.
我就是如此。
Ephesus is the same.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
你
明白吗？在黑暗的世界里面，
in the dark world of darkness,
现在有金灯台了。
Now there's a lampstand.
这些人从天降下的。
These people have landed from above.
他们所吃的东西是从天上来的。
What they eat is from heaven.
他们的律法是天上来的。
What their law is from heaven.
他们要走转第二个脸。
They're going to turn the cheek.
他们要走第二里路。
For the second mile.
感谢主弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这就是第一盘奇妙的故事。
This is an amazing story.
一直胜而又胜的。
The conquering and conquering.
我们真是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们认为最不可能的地方。
We think that the most impossible.
虽然神的教会经过许多的苦难。
Even though the church has gone through much suffering.
我们认为是没有可能的。
People think it's impossible.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见吗？
You see.
就在这个地方。
In these places.
我们一看见天国就撞在中间。
You see the kingdom of heaven comes down.
你看见说一个一个探头的人就得到了。
And one by one these are gained.
感谢主。你看见吗？这个就是主升天以后。
This is what happens after.
他们教会所做的。
That is what the church.
为什么在耶路撒冷的教会呢？
Why the church in Jerusalem?
因为神把伞兵降在那里。
Because that is where he sent his troops.
为什么是台北的教会呢？
Why the church in Taipei?
因为神把伞兵降在那里。
Because he sent his paratroopers there.
这些伞兵他们不能再分了。
These paratroopers cannot be divided.
如果他们再分的话，
if they are divided,
敌人就 divide and conquer, 就完全把我们吞灭了。
Then the enemy will divide and conquer.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
我们不能再分了，弟兄姊妹。
We cannot be divided.
我常常问一个问题，
Many times I ask questions.
在西安这些地方。
In the West Coast,
尤其在湾区，尤其在洛杉矶，
especially in Los Angeles.
到底我们是怎么分法的？
How are we divided?
弟兄姊妹，你到底能分了多少啊？
How can we much we count?
30个人可以一个聚会。
You can have a meeting with 20 people or 30 people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当然就开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our
eyes. 我们经不起分呐、啊。我们经不起分裂。
We cannot afford to be divided.
所以当就开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
你看见没有？
Do you see that?
因着福音得胜的缘故。
Because of the victory of the gospel.
因着天国福音得胜的缘故。
Because of the victory of the gospel.
就说然后日期就要来的。
The Lord said then the time will come.
现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
这个七个印解开什么意思？
What does it mean to open the seventh seal?
就是说我们的主要为着谁赢回他所失去的那块地。
Our Lord wants to win back the land that was lost.
这就是教会的使命。
That is the commission of the church.
教会不光为着自己的需要。
Not only the church, not only for itself.
教会不光为着广东人的需要。
It's not only for the Cantonese.
教会不光为着福州人的需要。
Not only for the Fujianese.
教会是为着神的需要。
The church is for God, the Lord.
今天你看见吗？
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
教会根本是在敌人的领土里面。
The church is in enemy territory.
弟兄姊妹，我们还能分吗？
Can we still be divided?
所以在这里你看见没有？
Do you see this?
我们的主乃是羔羊，乃是借着他同伴，借着教会，把这些地方收复回来。
The Lamb and His companions and the church win back this land.
你看见这是全球性的。
This is global.
等到主回来的时候，
when the Lord returns,
你看见福音的的确确传遍了。
You'll see the gospel spread.
然后末期就来了。
Then the end time arrives.
那第二个因是全球性的战争。
And then the second seal is a warfare
throughout
all the world.
你看见第二一解开的时候，
as soon as the seal is open,
你看见特别第一次世界大战，第二次世界大战，
you see the first and second world war.
你看见那个全球性的战争，
you see the global war.
现在我们是越看越清楚了。
Now it's clear.
所以你看，从主来一直到主快第二，从主第一次来到主第二次来，
from his first coming to his second coming.
第一个印。
First seal,
第二个印，
second seal,
然后第三个印，
then the third seal.
那是全球性经济的恐慌。
There is the great depression, the economic depression、
就是、
of the world.
那就是全球的经济的大萧条。
That is the great depression.
你知道麦子不麦子需要用天平一个一个一粒一粒来称的。
Wheat is then measured by scale.
所以
grain by grain.
我们知道说，
so、we
当你读报纸的时候，
when you read the newspaper,
你发现日本不行了。
You say Japan is
not. 你发现香港不行了。
Hong Kong is down.
你知道为什么？
Why?
那是你第三匹马的原因。
Because of the third horse.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们的主要从仇敌得回这些东西。
Our Lord wants to gain back from the enemy.
这个地是他的。
The land is his.
我们的主应许，我基督列国要做他的产业。
Our Lord promised that this will be the inheritance of the nation.
但是今天大家不承认他。
But people do not.
许多人不相信他。
Don't believe him.
到了第四个印的时候。
And when it comes to the fourth seal,
你看见有饥荒，有瘟疫，有死亡，有死亡。
There's famine. There's pestilence. There's death.
结果四分之一的人就倒下了。
Then a quarter of the people died.
到今天为止。
Until now.
根据医学上的统计，
according to medical history,
大概每四个人有一个人要得癌症的。
For every one in every four shall gain cancer.
有一个哥伦比亚的医生告诉我说
a doctor from Columbia told me.
他说事实上根据最近的统计应该是每三个其中有一个。
She actually said that in every one out of every three shall gain cancer.
不是每一个人都因着这个、不是每一个人都是因着癌症死的。
But they won't all die of cancer.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why?
因为有了瘟疫。
Because there is pestilence.
因为有了污染。
Because there's corruption.
有了空气的污染。
There's pollution.
有了化学的污染。
There's chemical pollution.
有了核子的污染。
There's physical
nuclear. 你看见吗？这就是四匹马一直往前走的。
These are the four horses going forward.
你看见吗？一个印，两个印，三个印，第四个印。
One, two, three, fourth seal.
到了第六个印的时候。
Until you reach the sixth
seal. 你看整个天象就起了变化了。
And you see that all the heavens and earth have changed.
日头要变黑了。
The sun will be dim.
这就影响我们的天气了。
And this affects our weather.
为什么有的天气这么反常呢？
Why is it sometimes there's so much?
那就告诉我们很快就要靠近第六个印。
Because we're getting close to the sixth seal.
地上有震动。
There is movement.
你看见这个地球的板块在那动来动去。
Then you see the plates in the earth are moving.
所以这些外面的灾难都要临到的。
So all the calamities from outside are going to reach us.
那么怎么解释这个印？怎么解释第六个印呢？
How do you explain the sixth seal?
那里特别讲到羔羊的愤怒。
There you see the wrath of the Lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
许多时候不明白什么叫大灾难。
Many times we don't understand the great tribulation.
我们不明白为什么有这些事发生。
Don't understand why things happen.
有一件事我们要知道。
One thing we know.
这里乃说的羔羊的愤怒。
Here it speaks of the wrath of the Lamb.
羔羊生气了。
The Lamb is angry.
弟兄姊妹都知道。
Brothers, sisters,
羔羊是不生气的。
The Lamb should not be angry.
羔羊是难得生气的。
Very rarely does he be angry.
羔羊生气，他真的生气的。
When he's angry, he's truly angry.
我家里有三个孩子。
I have three children.
你如果问他们的话，
If you ask them,
你们三个孩子是怕爸爸呢，还是怕妈妈？
Are you afraid of your mother or your father?
他们一定会告诉你怕妈妈。
They say we're afraid of our mother.
他们最怕什么呢？
What are they afraid of?
妈妈生气。
When mother
blows up. 妈妈生气不容易生气。
The mother very difficult for her to get angry.
当妈妈生气的时候，
But when she does get angry,
你看他那他们真的害怕。
Then they are afraid.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
那个愤怒的背后。
The background behind that wrath.
代表那个爱有多么深。
Shows how deep the love is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
你永远不知道主的爱有多深。
You never know how deep the love of God is.
等到羔羊有些发怒了。
Until the lamb has become angry.
对，这些事发生证明说羔羊发怒了。
These things happen. There's a wrath of the lamb.
我们的主把所有都给了我们。
Our Lord gave us all.
我们拒绝这么大的救恩。
We rejected such a great salvation. Somebody gains cancer.
有人告诉这是秘方，你这吃了一定是好的。
Somebody says this is the antidote. You've been cured by cancer.
结果他躺在坟墓里面。
And yet he dies in the coffin.
你看这个人发怒不发怒？
Is the person going to get angry or not?
你看见吗？你看见这个不知道救了多少的人。
This person has saved so many.
我们的主的救恩实在是临到我们每一个人身上。
The salvation of our Lord is so great.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
你看见吗？讲到这些的时候，那乃是指着羔羊的愤怒来说。
So when we speak of these things, we see the Lamb's anger.
羔羊的愤怒告诉我们，他有多少的哀，也有多少的爱。
His wrath shows us how much sorrow he has and how much love he has.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
我再说。
I say again.
等到妈妈真的生气。
When a mother really gets upset,
儿子知道说
the son knows,
这次我真的做错了。
This time I really made a mistake.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见这个七个印发出去的时候，
when these seven seals go out,
一面给我们看见基督的爱。
On one hand we see the love of Christ.
但是他们仍旧拒绝我们的主。
But they have rejected our Lord.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
羔羊的愤怒。
The wrath of the Lamb.
为什么羔羊愤怒呢？
Why is the Lamb angry?
妈妈为什么生气呢？
Why is the mother angry?
是要毁灭孩子吗？
Is it to destroy the kid?
不，弟兄姊妹。
No.
巴不得借着那个愤怒。
But through that wrath,
他能够悔过来。
That he might recover.
能够回头。
He might recover.
这里代表多少的忍耐。
There's so much patience.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
在这里，巴不得有人能知道他非悔改不可。
He wants them to be able to recover.
所以如果今天早晨有人还没有信主的。
So if this morning there's somebody who does not know the Lord.
我盼望你知道我们的主他为我们挂在十字架那个大爱。
Well, I want you to know the great love that had him on the cross.
但如果我们今天仍旧拒绝他的大爱，
But if we reject his great love,
你看见神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
对于罪，神有理由生气的。
For sin, he can be angry.
但是为着我们这些罪人，
But for us sinners,
他让他的儿子挂在十字架。
He allowed his son to be hung on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
就是羔羊的愤怒。
And it is the wrath of the Lamb.
也是羔羊最后的奋斗。
And it is his greatest battle.
亲爱的弟兄，最后的 struggle.
It is his greatest struggle.
巴不得人真的能够回头。
He wants people to repent.
我们知道去年九月的时候，
We know that last year in September,
在台湾最中央的地方叫做埔里，
And the center of Taiwan in Puli,
有人在那里放了40颗原子弹，
40 atomic bombs.
一个时候爆炸的，
They went off all the same time.
然后整个岛就震撼。
The whole island was shaken.
普里是什么地方呢？
Where is 普里？
是全台湾偶像最多的地方。
It is where there is the most concentration of most idols in Taiwan.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
羔羊愤怒了。
The wrath of the lamb.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
巴不得能摇醒许多的人。
May many people be awakened.
你们不能再拜偶像了。
You cannot worship idols.
你们越有钱，结果连偶像都是镀金的。
The more money you have, even your idols are golden.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？在这里给我们神，一面是爱的神，另一面也是公义的神。
On one hand, God is a God of love. On the other hand, He's a righteous God.
所以我们又读到第六印。
So we read the sixth seal.
那么在读到第七，读到六印七印以后，当然我们知道那些神的审判，那些该灾难就起来了。
And after the sixth and seventh seal, we see that all the tribulation that comes across.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当你读到第七个印的时候，
When you read the seventh seal,
你会发现第七个印不光是停留在苦难里面。
We see that it does not only stop in suffering.
它不只停留在眼泪里面。
It does not only end with tears.
最后神怎么说？
What is it at the very end?
他要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe away all their tears.
做宝座中的羔羊要牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源。
He will shepherd him who sits on the throne to the spring of water.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么这些事情发生呢？
Why do these things happen?
那个目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
在这里有一个教训。
There is a teaching.
在这里有一个很重要的原则。
A very important principle.
你看见，虽然经过苦难，
even go through difficulty,
虽然经过眼泪，
through tears,
主巴不得能挽回我们。
The Lord wants to recover.
一切都是挽回的。
Everything is recovered.
必要挽回过来。
Recover the land.
被撒旦俘虏的人能够挽回过来。
Recover those who are captured by the Satan.
这个一直是神的工作。
This is God's work.
一直做到神永远的旨意完成。
He's going to do it until His purpose is fulfilled.
然后你就到了第七个印。
Then you reach the seventh seal.
当到第七个印的时候，
when you reach the seventh seal,
你想知道第七个印怎么回事？
You want to know what the seventh seal is.
不错，第七章告诉我们会一直讲到永远的。
Yes, chapter 7 tells us it speaks of eternity.
那怎么回事呢？
What does that mean?
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你真的要看第七个印的时候，
when you see the seventh seal,
你看见有七只号。
You see seven trumpets.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
羔羊愤怒了。
The wrath of the Lamb.
现在你看什么事要发生呢？
What's going to happen?
为什么要吹号呢？
Why the trumpets?
吹号就是打仗的意思。
Trumpets means war.
吹号就是 declare the war， 而且是宣战的意思。
Blowing the trumpet means declaring war.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？现在羔羊向仇敌宣战了。
Now the lamb is declaring to the enemy.
现在天向地宣战了。
Heaven declaring to earth.
这就是吹号开始的时候。
The blowing the trumpet.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
小时候如果大家打仗的话，
at the beginning when you had war,
许多是用拳头来打的。
Before you used to fight with your fist.
谁的用刀？
Then knife.
谁的用枪？
Then gun.
越来越远了，用枪离你很近，不是很近的，用刀很近很近的。
And the knife you're fighting very close.
那是肉搏战，是肉对肉的。
And flesh against flesh.
再等一等的，你看见用枪来对枪的，炮来对炮的。
And then you have gunpowder and guns.
但是现在战争是怎么战争的？
Now what kind of war?
1991年的时候，
1991.
你看见当美国和其他的国家对伊拉克宣战的时候，
When the United States and the rest of the nations declare war against Iraq.
你知道什么
发生？ What happened?
你在电视上，
You saw on TV.
你看见巴格达，
You saw Baghdad.
你看见没有？
You saw Baghdad.
你看见飞弹怎样落在巴格达？
You saw how the missiles landed in Baghdad.
炮开始吹起来了。
Because the
something was blown. 战争开始了。
The declaration was cried out.
现在你看见有许许的都是从天上来的。
Many things falling onto Baghdad.
当你读七个号的时候，
When you read the seven trumpets,
那个景象就好像巴格达的景象一样。
That scene is like the scene in Baghdad.
这个地球就好像巴格达一样。
That earth is like Baghdad.
现在羔羊宣战了。
Now the lamb has declared.
现在 declare the war.
Declare the war.
那么现在呢？天也在那里宣战了。
And the heaven has declared the war.
那么什么事发生呢？
What has happened?
结果第一只号。
The first trumpet.
圣经告诉我们说，有包子与火，包子与火掺着血丢在地上。
Then there was. And the star of heaven was thrown onto earth.
第八章第七节。第八章第七节。
And hail and fire mixed with blood was thrown to the earth.
这个豹子不是肉包的豹子哈，这个豹子是天上那个豹子掉下来的豹子。
This was hail and fire from earth.
那么弟兄姊妹，如果你真的看那个情形的话，
if you see this condition,
那么这个就有一点像今天我们所知道流星雨。
This is as if it was a meteorite.
但是不管怎么样，你看火是从天上来的。
You know that the fire came from heaven.
要把地毁掉三分之一。
It's going to destroy a third of the
earth. 要把树毁掉三分之一。
Destroy a third of the trees.
那么等到第二只号的时候，
and then the second trumpet.
现在有火烧的一座山。
Now you have a mountain.
那这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这个分明就是个很小很小的星球，从外太空进来了。
It's a very very small star.
然后扔在海里面。
And it was thrown into the sea.
结果三分之一变成血。
A third of it became blood.
到了第三次号的时候。
And the third one of the
star. 你看有个大星。
A great star.
你看这很明显就是我们今天所知道的彗星。
And it's very clearly a comet.
因为彗星今天你如果看到后面所带里面东西通通是苦的。
Because what you see as a comet always brings in bitterness.
结果所有的江河三分之一都变。
No, a third of the waters became bitter.
到了第四个号的时候
And the fourth trumpet sounded.
现在你看见吗？这个苦难，这个攻击，不光是地上的，也包括太阳系，也包括我们的银河系。
So you see, the attack is not now only on Earth, but also on the moon and the solar
system. 然后有一只老鹰就飞在空中。
And then an eagle was flying.
他说：祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。
It said, whoa, whoa, whoa.
从第五次号开始。
From the fifth trumpet on.
每一次号都带来祸的。
Each trumpet brings forth the word.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You understand?
那么等到第五个号，第五个号，那就第一个大的祸。
On the first trumpet, you see the first woe.
那就有蝗虫的灾害。
The woe of the locusts.
那么等到最后第六个号的时候。
And the sixth.
那就是有马军20,000,000从东方过来了。
The 200 million horsemen from the east.
而且你若注意他们所带的武器。
And if you pay attention,
三种的武器。
To the equipment that they use, the weapons that they use.
一个是化学的武器
，one is a chemical weapon.
一个是生物的武器
，one is a biological weapon.
还有一个是核子的武器
，the other is atomic weapon.
结果三分之一的人要毁灭的
，a third of the people will be destroyed.
这是第七个，这是第六个号
，that is the sixth.
这是第二个火
，that is the second one.
那么到了第七个号的时候
，the seventh.
那就是第三个火了。
That is the third one.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在看见吗？
Now you understand.
现在天宣战了。
Now the heavens declare war.
所以你看见吗？这个攻击就从天上来了。
And the attack comes from heaven.
不光整个的地
，not only all earth，
包括这个地的外太空
，but also the solar system.
人今天拜太阳。
And the man today worship the sun.
所以你知道说太阳系是他盘踞的地方。
So you know that is his domain.
今天人弄星象学。
Now the astrologers.
所以你知道说今天他盘踞的范围大概就是我们的银河系。
So we know that in that section is the galaxy.
所以从这里我们看得很清楚。
Very clear.
现在羔羊向仇敌宣战了。
The lamb has declared war against the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
你看见得很清楚。
Very clearly.
那么到今天我们都知道。
Now we know today.
世界上没有几个核子俱乐部。
There is not many social clubs.
核子俱乐部，这个 nuclear club, nuclear.
Not many nuclear.
我们知道美国是一个。
We know that there is United States nuclear club.
但是很细，这么五六个的 member， 就是五六个的会员。
There is only five or six members.
有三个是从马兵20,000,000那个地方来的。
Three members come from where the 200 million horsemen come from.
有中国，有印度，有巴基斯坦。
You have China.Pakistan and India.
这个印度跟巴基斯坦穷到不能够再穷了。
India and Pakistan are so poor they can't get more poor.
他们宁可不要裤子，他们要盒子。
They rather not have wear pants. They rather have atomic bombs.
所以你看，不管他们多穷，他们非要弄出核子弹来。
No matter how poor they are, they want to have atomic bombs.
你知道原因
为
什么
？Why?
那就是第六号有一天要发生了。
Because the sixth seal is going to happen one day.
然后他们要经过尤伯拉底河。
And they're going to go through the Euphrates.
然后又是王的大道。
And going to go through the King's Highway.
然后到死海附近，那就是约瑟法谷。
And near the Dead Sea to Josephus Valley.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
这都是预言圣经所给我们看见。
This is what to fulfill what the Lord has said.
你读报纸的时候。
When you read the
news, 第一次
first time,
我们发现
we noticed,
从中国的大连
from China
大连
the great face
大连是个 city 一个 city 叫大连
from 大连 is a city in China
一直到尤法拉底
all the way to Euphrates
火车完全通车的
you can be connected by rail
所以弟兄姊妹
so you see
你就知道这个预言很容易发生
this,
就正在发生当中
this prophecy is being fulfilled
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
启示录所启示都是非常真实的
What Revelation reveals is true.
这都是将来要发生的。
This is what's going to happen.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see?
现在到了第七个了。
We reached the seventh.
当你读到这些的时候
When you read this,
你想到20,000,000马兵的时候
You think of the 200 million horsemen.
你想到这些苦难的时候
You think of all the suffering.
那么要第七个
When you reach the seventh,
等到你要看第七个碗的时候
When you see the seventh bowl,
稀奇的很。
You,
圣灵做了一件事
The Spirit said something
这个时候圣灵一定要插进来才可以
The Spirit has to interfere here
圣灵不只注意历史
He does not only pay attention to history
圣灵不只注意将来要发生的事
Not only does he see what's going to happen
现在圣灵要解释的
Now the Spirit wants to
你明白吗弟兄姊妹
You understand
等到你要看第七个号的时候
When you see the seventh trumpet
很稀奇
Very amazing
你发现七个大的异象
You will see seven great signs
而这个第一个异象什么
What's the first sign
很稀奇很稀奇
amazing.
有一个妇人
there's a woman.
她头戴着十二个冠冕，十二个星的冠冕。
On her head, a crown of 12 stars.
她脚踏月亮。
The moon under her feet.
她身披日头的。
Clothed with the sun.
她用太阳来做她的衣服的。
She is clothed with the sun.
结果她怀了孕。
She was pregnant.
而且在生产中艰难中在那里喊叫。
And she was crying out in labor pain.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
现在你明白吗
Do you understand?
为什么有这些事发生
Why do these things happen?
你看见这个和这个母亲很有关系的
This has to do with the mother
这个母亲是个属天的妇人
This mother is a heavenly woman
所以弟兄姊妹这个不可能是玛利亚
This can't be Mary
为原因在哪里呢
Why?
这个很明显是个属天的妇人
Very clearly a heavenly woman
而且这个妇人还有其他的儿女
And this heavenly woman has other sons
而且主耶稣是玛利亚投胎的
And Jesus was born of a virgin
所以不是投胎第一个
She was the firstborn
所以我们知道这个不可能只说玛利亚说的
It can't speak of Mary
很清楚弟兄姊妹
Very clear
你看见这里有个属天的妇人
Here is a heavenly woman
现在她要生产了
She's going to give birth
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
Do you understand?
现在有七个异象
There's seven signs
指给我们看
It shows us
到底为什么这些事情发生
Why are these things going to happen?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
那么到底我们怎么明白这个属天的妇人呢
How do you understand this heavenly woman?
我想这个太复杂了
Too complicated.
我们要讲，也许要再用另外一个钟头。
We have to speak another hour.
但是我想让我们把它简化了。
Let us condense it.
请大家想想看，如果一个人他身上有太阳
，If a person has a sun around,
他也带着星星
，and wearing crown,
他脚踩着月亮
，stepping on the moon.
我问弟兄姊妹
，I ask you,
那个星光和日光对比
，If you compare the light of the sun,
月光和日光对比
，and the light of the stars,
不错，有星星，有月亮，有太阳。
Yes, you have the sun, moon, and stars.
但你真的看见的是太阳。
What you see really is the sun.
换一句话说
In other hand,
这个女人最重要的部分是太阳的部分。
The most important of this woman is the sun.
严格说来，星星是看不见的。
Strictly speaking, you cannot see the stars.
因为太阳光是那么强啊。
Because the sun's brightness is so bright.
太阳也是看不见的。
You can't see the light of the moon.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that, brother?
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
太阳是最主要的解释。
The sun is the most important.
其他是 detail， 是详细，是细节的。
Everything else is but details.
这个太阳当然指着我们的主来说。
The sun speaks of our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个属天。妇人指着谁说的
？So this woman in heaven, who is she?
当然指着教会来说的。
Speaks of the church.
但是不要忘记
，But do not forget，
和月亮有关系
，It has to do with the moon。
和星星有关系
，It has to do with the stars。
那这不是我们今天所要交通的。
That's not what we're going to share.
但有一件事够了。
But one thing.
你看见吗
？You see.
现在教会要经过大的产难。
The church is going to go through birth pain.
就要产难的时候。
And during the birth pain.
结果第二个异象就出现了。
The second sign comes out.
有一条红龙，那就是撒旦。
There's a red dragon, Satan.
他就站在那要生产妇人的面前，要吞吃那个人。
He stands in front of the woman to swallow the man child.
他要等他生产，要吞吃那个男孩子。
He wants to swallow that man child.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？这是第二个异象。
That is the second sign.
但是在妇人怀孕，她要生什么？
What is the woman going to birth?
她说要等她生产要，那么这个妇人生了一个男孩子。
She gave birth to a man child.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see this?
这个教会要经过大产难。
The church is going to go through birthing.
这个产难的结果是什么
？What is this birth? The result of birth is what? Is a man child.
但是龙受不了了。
But the dragon cannot.
龙知道这个关系到他将来的结局。
Dragon knows that this has to do with his end.
有这个男孩就没有他，有他就没有这个男孩子。
If there is this man child, he does cease to exist.
你看见吗？他不能忍受这个男孩子。
He cannot stand this man child.
这个男孩子非天会不可。
This man child needs to be destroyed.
所以他就等在那里。
So he's waiting there.
你只要一诞生。
As long as it's birth,
他就要吞吃他。
As soon as it's birth, he's going to swallow it.
结果稀奇的孩子。
Then amazingly,
这个男孩子居然被提上去。
This man child was raptured up.
提到哪里去呢
？Where was it raptured to?
提到空中。
Not to the sky.
提到宝座上去。
But raptured to the throne.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你读启示录的时候
，If you read Revelation,
这很清楚给你看一个背景。
Very clearly, it shows rapture.
这个背景是完全提到宝座。
It's a complete rapture to the throne.
稀不稀奇
？Is it amazing?
那现在我们要问
，We have to ask.
这个男孩子是谁呀
？Who is this man child?
你读上下文就清楚了。
If you read the context, 你别。
乱猜呀
！Don't try to guess。
上下我明明告诉你嘛。
Very clear in the context。
圣经怎么说呢
？What does the Bible say？
圣经说这个男孩子将来用铁杖来管辖万国的。
This man child shall rule over the nations with the rod of iron。
我们读过了，不是吗
？Didn't we read this before？
启示录有两个地方讲到这个嘛。
Revelation is mentioned twice。
一个是我们的主。
One is our Lord.
他用铁杖来管辖万国。
He is going to rule with a rod of iron.
一个是推亚推拉，不是呼叫得胜者吗
？And the Thyatira didn't it call for overcomers?
那个得胜者要怎样做
？What did the overcomers do?
他用铁杖来管辖万国。
They're going to rule the nations with a rod of iron.
姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这里不是主耶稣就是得胜者吗
？If it's not the Lord, it's the overcomers.
其实严格说来
，strictly speaking，
我们不可能单独做得胜者。
We cannot be overcomers by ourselves.
当然，我们的主是，我们是连于羔羊的得胜者。
Of course, we are one with the overcomers.
所以，姊妹，现在我们的问题清楚了。
So our problem is solved.
你看见吗？为什么龙要吞吃呢？
Why does the dragon want to swallow?
看见没有？
You see?
现在这个得胜者产生了。
The overcomers are birthed.
得胜者是经过苦难产生的。
Through birth pains they are birthed.
经过流泪产生的。
Through tears they are birthed.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这个是仇敌要摧毁的。
That is what the enemy wants to destroy.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
就在那个时候，
at that time,
他就被提到天上去。
They were raptured into heaven.
你不要问我在前被提还在后被提。
Don't ask me three.
但重要在哪里？重要是被提。
That they were raptured.
被提什么意思？
What does it mean to be raptured?
现在宝座上不只是神和羔羊。
On the throne is not only the Lamb and God.
你看见说这些人，神本来就是神创造他们就是要掌权的。
These people were created to reign.
就要做王的。
To be king.
人失败了。
Man has fallen.
结果教会今天要站在这个地位上。
So the church needs to stand on that position.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
所以我们知道说，
we know.
他们应该掌权的。
They should rule.
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
现在你看见吗？这些人到了宝座了。
These people went to the throne.
这些人基督到了宝座。
Very clearly went to the throne.
所以你知道说，
now you know.
神的目的达到了。
God's purpose has been fulfilled.
这些人达到了。
And it's been fulfilled through these people.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人就是羔羊的同伴。
These people are the companions of the Lamb.
这些人就是得胜者。
These are the overcomers.
得胜者怎么产生的？
How are the overcomers born?
是教会产生的。
They are born through the church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当当你读到十四章的时候，
When you read chapter 14,
你看见在锡安山上，
On Mount Zion,
那是天上的锡安山，
The heavenly Mount Zion,
不止你看见羔羊，
Not only do you see the Lamb,
现在你也看见跟随羔羊，
You see the followers of the Lamb.
你看见十四万四千人，
You see 144,000.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人乃是跟羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, they go.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在很清楚了。
It's very clear.
你看见吗？什么叫被提呢？
What does it mean to be raptured?
被提最重要的意思，
The most important thing,
就是神借着他们达到神的目的的。
Is that through them he's fulfilled his will.
因为他们在地上是做王的。
Because on earth they're king.
所以现在他们可以与羔羊一同站在锡安山上。
So now they can stand with the lamb on Mount Zion.
弟兄姊妹，
感谢主。Thank the Lord.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
羔羊被提升的，这个得胜者一被提。
The whole life of the overcomer.
男孩子一辈子有一件事情发生了。
There's something that happens in the man child for all of life.
这个太重要了。
Very important.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
要得胜者的产生是太重要的事。
The birthing of overcomers is very important.
得胜者一辈子。
So as soon as overcomers are raptured,
男孩子一生下来，
as soon as the man child is born, as soon as he's raptured,
马上有一件事情发生。
Immediately something happens.
天上就有了征战。
Then there's warfare in the heavens.
结果什么呢？
But then what happens?
撒旦就被摔到地上来了。
Satan is thrown down to earth.
弟兄姊妹，本来撒旦的版图，
before his territory, his domain,
他不光是地，
not only earth,
包括地球的外太空，
but it included the solar system.
结果现在他们从空中摔下来了，
but now it's thrown down from earth.
圣经说再也没有他们的地方了，
no longer is a place found for them.
然后宇宙里有赞美的声音，
and then the praises coming out.
那个赞美的声音是什么？
The voices of praise.
他说我神的国度现在都来到了，
the kingdom of my father is here.
都来到了，
has arrived.
那基督的与权柄也都来到了。
The authority of Christ has arrived.
什么叫做基督的国度？
What is the authority of
Christ? 什么叫做国度来到？
What does it mean kingdom has arrived?
再也没有地位了。
No longer is there a position.
被赶出去，被赶出去了。
It's been sent out.
什么地方没有撒旦的地位？
Wherever there is no Satan.
我们可以说神的国就来到了。
Then we can say that is where the kingdom has arrived.
没有地方了。
No longer is there any other place.
弟兄姊妹，
Do you see that?
因着得胜的被提，
because the overcomers are raptured.
因着得胜的诞生，
because they were birthed.
关系上神永远的旨意。
They have accomplished God's will.
本来那块地方是沦陷的。
Before that was a place was lost.
现在借着得胜者把它收回来了。
Through the overcomers, you win it back.
现在整个宇宙只有地是黑的。
Only the universe, only the earth is dark.
因为他们摔下去了。
Because they've been thrown down.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
那同时，
at the same time,
因为他们摔下去了。
Because they've been thrown down.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
本来黑暗的权势是笼罩整个的太阳系，甚至于银河系。
The darkness before encompassed not only the earth but the solar system and the galaxy.
那里就是黑暗。
And it was really dark.
但是到底银河系是很大的，
and the galaxy is big.
因着分散的缘故，
and because it's been split,
已经压力很重了，
and there's a lot of pressure.
已经很痛苦了，
it's a lot of suffering.
但是更痛苦是什么？
But the most suffering.
现在本来是用一个银河系所能忍受的那个黑暗，
the darkness that they could sustain.
在整个的银河系里，
that in the whole galaxy.
现在呢，完全落在地球表面上来了。
Has now been on the surface of the earth.
现在地球所承担的黑暗是原来整个银河系所承担的黑暗。
So the darkness that the earth is sustaining is the one that came from the galaxy.
这个就是苦难的开始。
That is the beginning of suffering.
这个就是大灾难。
That is the great tribulation.
这是主耶稣所说的将来的大灾难。
That is what the Lord said, the great tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们普通讲大灾难只是大灾难。
We thought the great tribulation was the great tribulation.
这是发生关系的。
It has to do soon as the overcomers
一产生
as soon as the overcomers are born
一起
as soon as they're raptured
关系太大了
then there's
such a strength
Satan has no more place
他在天上待不住了
he can't be in heaven anymore
完全被摔下来的
thrown down to earth
今天撒旦是空中的掌权者
now Satan is the ruler of the sky
所以我们要记得
now we have to understand
就是因为这圣者被提
because the overcomers are raptured
整个空间完全清出来了
all the skies have been cleared
现在什么都是干净的
everything is clean
再也没有他的地方了
no longer place for Satan
你看见吗我们的主国都来到了
the Lord's kingdom has arrived
神终于把这块地拿回来了
he has win back that land
天不能够再不说话
the skies cannot be silent anymore
天上有赞美的声音
they have to praise
他怎么说呢
What they say?
他的神的救恩能力国度比他基督的权柄现在都来到了
All the salvation in his kingdom have arrived
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
但是谁有祸了呢
who has
住在地上的人有住在地上的人有祸了呀
Those
住在地上的人
Those who dwell on earth
those who dwell on earth
因为撒旦是气愤愤的就到他们那里去了
Because Satan has gone to them
弟兄姊妹现在第三个异象就出来了
Then the third sign shows up
你看见吗有兽从海中上来
The beast comes out of the sea
有另外一只兽从地中上来
And another beast comes from the earth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹那真是大灾难
That is a great tribulation
现在我们要知道
Now we need to know
龙乃是假冒神的
The dragon is a counterfeit
他是模仿神
He is to try to imitate God He is not God
他好像要是神一样
He wants to be God
这第二只兽就是敌基督
The second beast is the Antichrist.
敌基督是要模仿基督的。
Antichrist is to be an image of Christ.
他不是基督。
But he's not Christ.
假先知。
The false prophet.
是模仿圣灵的。
Is trying to imitate the
Spirit. 他不是圣灵。
But he's not the Spirit.
神是三而一的神。
God is a triune God.
那么二者要模仿神。
The evil one wants to imitate God.
所以现在你看见吗
Now you see.
这个就是三而一的恶者出现了。
Now you see the devil of Trinity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister.
现在你要看羔羊怎么胜过这些恶者。
You want to see how the lamb is going to overcome the evil one.
所以约翰告诉说小子们啊。
So John said, little children.
你们胜过了那恶者。
You have overcome the evil one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister.
我们怎么能够胜过这个恶者呢
How do we overcome the evil one?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当当得胜者被提的时候。
When the overcomers are raptured.
谁是得胜者呢
Who's the overcomer?
他说那控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去
The one who accuses my brethren is thrown down
控告我们弟兄就是撒旦
The one who accuses is Satan
他专门控告我们
He is always accusing
我们的弟兄是谁
Who is our brethren?
就是得胜者
It's the overcomer
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother and sister
他们怎么叫得胜者呢
How do they know the overcomer?
他是弟兄胜过他
He said the brethren have overcome
弟兄胜过这些恶者
The brethren has overcome the evil
所以得胜的弟兄姊妹
How do they overcome?
羔羊借着他们得胜的
Through the Lamb, He overcame.
现在圣经给我们三句话。
Now the Bible tells us three verses.
我们没有时间，但是盼望弟兄姊妹能够记得。
Three words that we cannot go through.
第一，弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血。
The brethren overcame because of His blood.
你知道说我们不是撒旦的对手。
We know that we are not opponents for.
We're not His match.
We are not His match.
意思就是说我们不可能打得过他的。
We cannot overcome Him.
但是我们能够胜过他。
But we can gain victory over Him.
靠着羔羊的血。
Through the blood of the Lamb.
因为仇敌一直是控告者。
Because our enemy is accused.
他用各种方法来控告你。
He accuses through different means.
他觉得你这个基督实在不行。
He says you Christian, you're not a good enough.
他用各种的方法给你看见你完全不行。
And he accuses you and makes you know that you're not enough.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有一样能够回答他的。
There's one answer we can give.
那就是弟兄胜过他，乃是因着羔羊的血。
The brother overcame it because of blood of the lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们永远要记得。
Wherever we remember.
因为他是被杀的羔羊。
Because he is a lamb that was slain.
这个被杀的羔羊不只解决了我们的罪。
The lamb that was slain did not only solve the problem.
他的血也回答了仇敌的。
His blood also responded to the accusation.
这样我们就能得着平安的良心。
So we can have a peaceful conscience.
我们在敌人面前就能够站立。
In front of our enemies, we can stand.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
也借着见证的道。
And through the word of the testimony.
道就是神的话。
The testimony is God's word.
见证的道。
The word of the testimony.
不只是道。
Not only word.
也是为主做见证的那个道。
But it's the word of the testimony.
所以是宣告的道。
So it's a declaration.
许多时候我们要胜过仇敌。
Many times we need to overcome.
我们需要宣告才可以。
We need to declare.
我们知道余承华弟兄要寻道以前。
We know our brother Yu went before he was martyred.
我们今天讲别人寻道很轻松的。
Easy for us to speak of martyrs.
但是事实上我们知道一个寻道者，他的脸是天使的脸，他的心必须像狮子的心。
We know that a martyr has to have a face of an angel or a heart of a lion.
所以等到有人告诉余承华弟兄。就说政府已经在注意你了。
So when somebody advised Brother Yu that the government was looking at him,
你知道他知道寻道的时候要到了。
He knew that his time to martyrdom had come.
所以他怎么说呢
？So what did he say?
他就宣告了。
He declared.
他说他在我里面毫无所有。
He is nothing in me.
亲爱的，他只是世界的王来说。
And he is speaking of the king of the world.
这个就是见证的道。
That is the testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从那天开始
，from that day on,
经过最少五十天的折磨。
through 50 days of suffering.
他们用各种的方法希望他能改变他的信仰。
They tried to make him change his belief.
在五十天里面
，in 50 days，
他三次昏倒的。
He actually fainted three times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他怎么能够最后为主忠心到底呢
？How was he faithful to the end？
弟兄胜过他。
The brother had
overcome.
Not only because of the blood of the Lamb,
也是因着他所见证的。
But because of the word of the testimony.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
They did not love their life even to death.
这个生命只是我们肉身生命说。
That life is our bodily life.
也是指着我们的魂的生命。
But it also speaks of our soul life.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
讲到得胜者的背体。
When you speak of the rapture of overcomers,
得胜者的诞生
，the birthing of overcomers，
神给我们开个秘诀。
We see the secret.
我们怎么能够胜过仇敌
？How do we overcome the enemy？
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在龙出现了
，the dragon has come out。
现在敌基督出现
，the antichrist is here。
假先知又出现
，the false prophet is here。
有的在海中上来，有的从地中上来
，some from the sea, some from the earth。
就在这个时候
，at this time，
看呐、啊、
，behold，
神给我们。现在弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
这是道理的次序。
This is the sequence of doctrine.
这不一定是时间的次序。
It's not the sequence of time.
但有一件事。
But one thing.
当你看见这些的时候。
When you see all this.
圣经给我们看见一幅景象。
We see one image.
那天上的景象。
And it's the image of heaven.
这个景象什么？这个 scene， 这个景象什么
？What is the scene？
这个景象就是羔羊和他同伴在天上。
This scene is the scene of the Lamb and its companions.
这些人被提到宝座上去。
They have been raptured to the throne.
这些人是谁呢
？Who are these people？
圣经说他们是初熟的果子。
Bible says they are the first fruits.
弟兄姊妹，初熟的果子要到圣殿里面去献祭给神。
The first fruits are to be offered in the temple.
在以色列地有很多地方都种麦子，都种大麦。
In the land of Israel, there are many places where wheat is planted.
但是你知道什么地方能够出熟的麦子呢
？Do you know where there can be first fruits?
那就是加利利旁边那一带所有的土。
It is by the Sea of Galilee.
那一带的土是最好的土。
Around Galilee, it's the best soil.
所有最好的初熟果都从那里来的。
All the best fruits come from that soil.
那个祭司每次献上初熟果，他们说这个从加百农或者从格拉逊来的。
The first fruits offered by the priest said come from Galilee.
为什么那个土是最好的土
？Why is that soil the best soil?
因为那些土都是火山喷出来的土。
Because that soil comes from volcanoes.
颜色是黑的。
It is dark.
所以它很容易吸取太阳的能。
So it can absorb the rays of the sun.
所以结果它长得比别人更快。
So therefore it grows quicker.
弟兄姊妹。你看见吗？这些得胜者是谁
？Who are the overcomers？
他们最早熟的一班人。
These are the ones who were the first。
他们是最好熟的一班人。
They were ripened the first。
你看见他们经过地震，他们经过火山，经过各种各样，那个土是最好的土。
They go through earthquakes, they go through volcanoes. Their soil is the best。
结果你看见他们最熟，他们最早就熟了。
So they ripened first。
然后你读到十四章后面，其他的也成熟了。
So then in chapter 14, you see the others are ripened。
所以弟兄们，你看见清楚吗
？Do you see it clearly？
什么叫做得胜者呢
？What is the overcomer？
得胜者，得胜的时候
，When the overcome gains the victory，
没有多久，你的全体就要得胜了。
Soon all the body overcomes。
前面你看见羔羊的同伴
，You see the companions of the Lamb。
现在是得胜者
，These are overcomers。
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
这个得胜的不过是初熟的果子。
These overcomers are but first fruit。
你看见初熟的果子
，When you see the first fruit，
你知道整个庄稼要熟透了。
You see that everything will be ripened。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You know that。
这一班得胜者是为着全教会的。
These overcomers are for the church。
他们成熟了
，When they are ripened，
因为是最早熟的
，Because they are the first fruit。
所以他们在神的宝座上
，So they are。The throne.
他们有那个掌权的实际。
They have the reality of the ruling.
弟兄姊妹，就在同样一章另外一个意象。
So in the same chapter in the other scene.
其他的庄稼熟透的时候。
When all the others are ripened.
结果他们也要收割了。
They will be harvested.
所以在这里很清楚的。
So now we see very clearly.
全体的收割就指着整个教会成熟来说的。
The reaping of the whole body speaks of the whole body being ripe.
主的话是非常非常清楚的。
God's word is very clear.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
就在第七个号的时候。
On the seventh trumpet.
给我们看见七个异象。
We see seven signs.
你明白吗？现在你看见说这个教会怎样产生得胜者。
You see how the church births overcomers.
得胜者怎样带进国度。
And how the overcomers bring in the kingdom.
怎样收回这基督神的灵，神收回神的。
And win back his land.
那么就在这个仇敌猖狂，就在龙这个敌基督和假先知猖狂的时候。
So when they are at their when they are most prominent, the false prophet, the antichrist.
你看见说。得胜者出现了。
You see that the overcomers.
你看见他们在天上出现了。
They have appeared in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
在这里主的话是非常非常清楚的。
The Lord's word is very clear.
所以等到你看到第七个异象，你想看第七个异象怎么回事
？When you see the seventh scene.
不，第七个异象。
Oh, when you see the seventh scene.
第七个异象。
The seventh scene.
结果你看见有七个碗。
Then you see seven bowls.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你注意七个碗你知道
When you see the seven bowls,
那个和七个号的灾难很类似的
It has very much to do with the seven trumpets.
但是七个号是三分之一三分之一三分之一
The seven trumpets says one third, one third, one third.
现在不是
But now, not
现在是整个地球的
It's the whole earth.
而整个攻击的焦点乃是地基督
And the whole point